Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You know how every December we get those like year in review things? Spotify Wrapped, Instagram top posts. Get this. There's a new one making the rounds and it's kind of blowing up the internet. It's Twitter Wrapped 2024. Or I guess we should say X Wrapped now.
What's really interesting about this is that it's not even an official thing from X. It's actually made by a third-party company. XE AI Labs is their name. They just launched it like a couple days ago, actually, December 27th, and it's already everywhere.
It really is. It seems like everyone's talking about it, and that's exactly why we're doing a deep dive on this today. What is this thing? How does it work? And what does it say about us as users? You know, all that.
Well, for one thing, it's super easy to use. You just head over to the XE AI Labs website, pop in your X username, and bam, they generate a whole report just for you.
So it's not just like a boring list of how many times you tweeted or whatever. Give us the good stuff. What kind of insights are people actually getting about their year on X?
Yeah, it goes way beyond just like basic stats, like number of followers or how many tweets you set. There's this one section called Your 2024 Story. And get this, the AI actually writes a summary of your whole year on the platform.
Oh, wow. I'm actually kind of nervous to see what my AI story would say. But it can't be all just about, you know, vanity metrics.
Oh, definitely not. They have a whole section called You Deserve Praise. It highlights, like, the positive impact you've had on X, things like how many discussions you started with your posts or how often you offered unique insights. It's a nice change from just focusing on likes and retweets all the time, right?
I love that. It's like a little reward for actually, you know, being a thoughtful user instead of just trying to be famous. Okay, but let's be real here. Everyone I know is losing it over the start when feature.
Right.
Tell me more about that one.
So this is where XE AI Labs gets a little playful. Basically, based on like your posting style and the content you interact with, they match you with a celebrity who's kind of like your ex-twin.
Okay, wait. So do you actually think that's accurate or is it just like a for fun thing?
Probably a bit of both, honestly. I mean, AI is definitely using some pretty complex data analysis to make those matches. But at the end of the day, it's designed to be something fun you can share with your friends.
Okay, so basically like a social media horoscope.
Haha.
Kinda. But there's even more to these reports, isn't there?
Oh yeah, we're just getting started. You also get things like word cloud showing you like your most used words, a breakdown of how much time you spent on different topics, even like AI generated predictions for what your 2025 on X will be like.
Seriously. They really packed it all in. No wonder it's going viral. But this is the deep dive, right? So let's go behind the scenes here. How does this Twitter Wrapped magic actually happen? How can AI read our tweets and like tell us these stories?
It all comes down to some pretty advanced tech. We're talking data analytics, natural language processing or NLP, and of course, machine learning. Basically, they're crunching a huge amount of data to figure out what makes each user tick on X.
Wow, I hadn't really thought of it that way. So like our Twitter selves are just data points for the AI to analyze.
In a way, yeah.
But how do they even get all that data in the first place? They must be using X's API, right?
Exactly. X has these tools that let developers access and analyze public data. So XE AI Labs can tap into that stream of info to pull everything they need for the reports.
Speaking of data, that brings up a pretty important point about privacy. XE AI Labs now has a ton of information about anyone who uses their Twitter Wrap tool. Doesn't it seem kind of risky?
It definitely raises some questions that we should think about. Data security is super important. And users need to be aware of what they're agreeing to when they use tools like this.
So, like, what are some specific things our listeners should be thinking about before they go and hit that generate report button?
Well, for starters, we have regulations like GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation, which basically sets rules for how companies can collect and use personal data. It's meant to protect users from having their data exploited.
And of course, here in Singapore, we have the PDPA, the Personal Data Protection Act, right?
Exactly. It's basically Singapore's own version of data protection, making sure companies handle data responsibly. It's really important for users to ask questions like, what is XE AI Labs doing to keep my data safe? Who are they sharing it with? And what are my rights when it comes to my own data?
You know, it's funny. The Star Twin is a lot of fun. But it makes you wonder, with all this data being collected, are we giving up more than we realize? Just for like a fun little glimpse into our digital selves.
That's a really good question. It's interesting, right? We used to rely on the platforms themselves to tell us how we're doing online. Likes, retweets, follower counts, all that. But now we have these outside forces analyzing our behavior and giving us a totally different perspective.
Almost like having a digital mirror held up to us.
Exactly.
And that might not always show us what we want to see, right?
True.
Especially with that naughty or nice list thing. Kind of childish, don't you think?
Yeah, it's definitely meant to be playful and get people sharing, but it does show how these tools can turn our online behavior into a game, even if it's just for laughs.
Okay, so we've talked about the fun stuff, the tech behind it all, and the whole privacy thing. Now let's focus on Singapore specifically. What's going on with this Twitter Wrapped thing here?
Well, our friends over at Special and SG, they're always on top of what's trending here. And they've noticed a huge jump in searches for Twitter Wrapped 2024. It seems like there's a real fascination with this trend in Singapore.
Why do you think that is?
Hard to say for sure, but Singapore does have a super active social media scene, especially among younger people. They tend to be more into these digital trends.
So to all our listeners out there, are you part of the Twitter Wrapped craze? Have you gotten your report yet? And if so, what surprised you the most?
That's something to think about. We're going to take an even deeper dive after a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be back to talk about the bigger implications of this whole trend, including what it might mean for the future of X itself. So stick around.
And we're back for more of the deep dive. Before the break, we were getting into Twitter Wrapped 2024. You know, that tool that analyzes your whole year on X. We talked about the features, the AI behind it all, and of course the whole privacy thing.
Right, all that good stuff.
But now I'm going to zoom out a bit. What does this whole trend tell us about, like, how we see ourselves online? And could this even change the future of X itself? What do you think?
That's a big question. But yeah, it's worth thinking about.
I mean, when we use X, we're putting ourselves out there constantly, right? Sharing our thoughts, opinions, even just little pieces of our everyday lives.
Exactly. It's like we're building this whole digital identity, one tweet at a time.
Right. And then along comes this third-party tool, and it analyzes all that stuff and gives us back this neat little report. It's literally telling us a story about who we are on X.
And that story might not always match up with how we think we come across online.
Right. That's where it gets interesting.
Exactly. Like, maybe you think of yourself as this witty political commentator online, but then your Twitter rap says you mostly just tweet about your cat.
Or maybe you're surprised by how much time you spent talking about something that you didn't even realize you were that interested in.
It happens all the time.
It's kind of freaky when you think about it. Mm. Like, who really knows me better? Me or some algorithm?
Now that's the million-dollar question.
I know, right?
It's interesting, though, because we used to rely on platforms themselves to tell us how we were doing, you know, likes, retweets, followers.
Like the usual stuff.
Exactly. But now these outside tools are analyzing our behavior and giving us this totally different perspective.
It's like someone's holding up a digital mirror to us.
Yeah, and sometimes we might not like what we see.
Especially with that whole naughty or nice list thing. Do you think X could make their own version of this? You know, since this one's so popular.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. Remember, X has a history of taking features that independent developers made and making them official. So they might be paying close attention to this whole Twitter Wrapped thing.
Imagine if they did create their own official X Wrapped. Not just analyzing your tweets, but also your DMs, the communities you're in, even the audio spaces you join.
That would paint quite a picture, wouldn't it?
It would be like the ultimate deep dive into our online selves.
For sure.
But whether X jumps on this trend or not, this whole Twitter Wrapped thing shows something's happening. People want to understand their digital footprint.
Absolutely.
Like, we're spending so much time online, it's only natural to try and make sense of it all, right?
Exactly. Every like, every retweet, every little comment creates data. And tools like Twitter Wrapped are giving us a glimpse into the stories that data can tell.
And those stories can be fun. They can be surprising.
Definitely.
But they can also make you think. Like, are we really okay with algorithms telling us who we are, what we like, how we should act online?
That's a question that doesn't have an easy answer.
Not at all.
It really gets to the heart of our relationship with technology.
This is deep stuff. But it's important to talk about. Especially with something like Twitter Wrapped that's so buzzy and fun. We can't forget about the serious side of data and algorithms.
Absolutely.
We need to remember these tools are only as good as the data they're given.
Right. And that data can be biased, incomplete, even manipulated sometimes.
So it's crucial to think critically about all these insights.
Couldn't agree more.
Don't just believe everything the algorithm tells you.
You got it.
Think about the context, the limitations. Use it as a starting point for your own reflection.
That's a great point.
It's not just about entertainment.
Right.
This is about being more aware and being more thoughtful about our digital lives.
Well said.
Well, it's about that time. We're going to start wrapping up this deep dive into Twitter Wrapped 2024.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It really does. Any final thoughts before we sign off?
I think the main thing to remember here is that our online identities are getting more and more complex, and tools like Twitter Wrapped are just one way to try and understand all that complexity.
Yeah, and as these tools keep evolving, it'll be interesting to see how they change how we interact with social media.
And with each other.
Exactly. Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive into Twitter Wrapped 2024, I want to leave you with some things to think about.
You know,
we've gone from the star twin and all that fun stuff to some pretty deep questions about data and algorithms.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey.
It really has.
And like we've been saying this whole time, this isn't just about some viral trend. This is about something much bigger.
Something about our digital lives.
Exactly.
We're living in a world where, like, data is being collected all the time.
Yeah.
Analyzed. Used to shape our experiences.
Right. And Twitter Wrap kind of just throws that in our faces.
It does.
Makes you wonder, how comfortable are we with all this data being used to understand us? Are we really okay with algorithms telling us who we are and what we like?
Yeah, and how we should act online even.
Exactly.
It's like a trade-off, right? We get this fun, personalized look at our digital selves. But what are we giving up for that? Is it all harmless fun? Or is there something more to it?
I don't think it has to be one or the other. It can be both. Even if we treat it like a game, it still makes us think about the role data plays in our lives.
Our digital footprints are real.
They are.
And they're telling stories about us, whether we like it or not. Every tweet, every retweet, it all builds this picture of who we are online.
And tools like Twitter Wrapped are just one way to see those stories.
Yeah.
And as these tools get even more advanced, who knows how they'll change how we use social media.
And how we see ourselves.
Exactly.
So maybe this whole conversation has got you thinking about your own online presence. Maybe you're even feeling like you want to take a closer look at your digital footprint.
That's what we hope for here on The Deep Dive.
We want to make you curious.
Get you thinking critically.
And ultimately help you navigate this digital world with more awareness and intention.
Well said.
So if this episode resonated with you, head over to Twitter.
Use the hashtag The Deep Dive. Let us know if you got your Twitter Wrapped report.
What surprised you? What are you still thinking about?
We're all figuring this out together.
And the more we talk about it, the better we'll be at handling it all responsibly.
So until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning,
and keep diving deep.